Human rights. Religious leaders and human rights defenders in Siaya County have expressed grave concerns over the surge in abductions, killings, and the dumping of bodies around the county and the nation at large. Drawn from various faiths, the leaders called upon the government and security agencies to address the escalating insecurity, noting that the Kenyan constitution guarantees the right to life for all citizens. Their appeal comes after the tragic case of Willis Ayieko, a human resource manager at Wells Fargo, who went missing for 5 days only to be found dead. His badly mutilated body was discovered at Mungawere Stream, along the Kakamega Siaya border, sparking outcry from his family and friends. Speaking on behalf of the Siaya Interfaith Committee, Archbishop Walter Gore condemned law enforcement agencies for failing to adequately investigate cases of forced disappearances, abductions, and extrajudicial killings. "We condemn the laxity in investigations by our law enforcement bodies. The current government assured Kenyans that forced disappearances and extrajudicial killings would never happen under their watch, yet the problem persists," said Archbishop Gore. The religious leaders also urged oversight bodies such as the Independent Policing Oversight Authority, IPOA, to investigate any suspected police involvement in these cases. They believe that an impartial investigation into law enforcement agencies is crucial to unmask those responsible and put an end to the violation of human rights. "Too many families have suffered unimaginable losses due to these heinous acts. We suspect that police involvement may be at play in some cases, and we call upon IPOA to act swiftly in identifying and prosecuting those responsible," one leader emphasized. The Constitution of Kenya guarantees every individual the right to life, and the Siaya religious leaders insist that the government must uphold this fundamental right. They stress the need for a renewed commitment to the protection of human rights in the nation. In a joint statement, they implored the government to prioritize citizen safety and ensure that cases of torture, forced disappearances, and extrajudicial killings do not become normalized in Kenya. "We cannot stand by as Kenyans continue to lose their lives under suspicious circumstances. We demand that the government immediately step in and take decisive action," the statement read. Siaya County has seen an alarming increase in cases of bodies being dumped in isolated areas including River Yala, often with signs of torture. In recent months, other areas in Kenya have reported similar cases, creating a worrying trend across the nation.